Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is March the 17th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. And guess what? It is also a Friday, which makes this Friday Friends. And Friday Friends is a day when we have guest readers from all around the world who join in and participate and offer the day's reading. Today's Friday Friend comes to us all the way from the Philippines. How cool is that? Well, Rory, from the Philippines, my friend and sister, lead us in the reading of God's Word. Go ahead and take it away.
Hi, my name is Rory, and this is Baby Max from the Philippines. And today's passage is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 6 to 20. We are reading from the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "Why are you crying, Hannah?" Elkanah would ask. "Why aren't you eating? Why be downhearted just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons? Once after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. She made this vow, "O Lord of heaven's armies, if you would look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime, and as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut." As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound, he thought she had been drinking. "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh, no, sir," she replied. "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." "In that case," Eli said, "go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir," she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him." Thanks, Hunter. That was fun. Before I go, I'd like to send a shout out to our cousin Gabriella in Las Vegas. Thanks again.
Wow, great job, Rory. And great job, Baby Max. Well, in our story today, Hannah wanted a baby too. She wanted her own baby, Max. And you know what? God gave him to her. She named him Samuel. What a great story that was. You know, Hannah was feeling left out and picked on, so she prayed to God about it because she believed that God would care and that God might do something about it. And sure enough, he did. He gave her a son. He gave her her own baby, Max. And that son of hers became quite a man. A man who really did follow hard after God. And God blessed him, and God blessed others through him. God does that when we turn to him, when we look to him for help. The prayer that I have for my own heart today, and the prayer that I have for you and for Rory and for Max, is that we will turn to God when we need him, that we'll find out just how kind God really is, and that we'll allow God to bless us and to bless others through us, just as he did with Samuel. May he do it through us. Well, hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Speaking of being here, guess where I am? Some of you know this, some of you don't. But this very day, the day you're hearing this podcast, I am in the Holy Land. I'm in Israel. I'm in this very land that we've been reading about. And if you're interested, you can go over to the Facebook page for Daily Radio Bible and see some of the pictures that we've been posting there. So check it out. Well, hey, my friends, we have done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.